15 points. She's a really vulnerable person. I said I would do her appeal and I was very confident of winning it. A few months later, because people were having to wait for a year for these appeals to go through, living on £71 a week, right? I saw her in the street and she signed back on for Job Seekers Allowance with another lovely company called Ingeus that you may have heard of. Dave, she's got absolutely no chance of getting a job, right? But she's signing on for JSA. Now, what this means to her is the bedroom tax, because she's lived in the same council house since 1970 when she was born, her parents have died, there are two bedrooms in that council flat. She's stuck there because there's no alternative. They're going to take £14 a week out of her benefit to live in that council house, and she's trapped and can go nowhere. They're also going to take, when the council tax change comes in, another £2.65 a week off her because of that. Because of the benefit increase of only 1% going up to £71.70, by the time it gets to this time next year, that £71.70 is going to be worth about 65 quid. She's going to lose £16. She's going to be living on less than £50 a week. It's a fucking disgrace. And this we're getting from people who have never lived a day in their lives. They've never lived our lives, they don't know about our lives, and they've just given a rebate to millionaires. Could you believe it? And did those feet in ancient time? No, I don't think they did. Right. Now, I'm really pleased to be here today to see so many people who turned out. A few people dwindled off because it's gone on. But I've lost my accent a bit. You may not be able to tell I'm from London. I'm from Hackney. And I remember the poll tax riot in Hackney. And I remember the big poll tax riot in Trafalgar Square. It was one of the proudest days of my life. And from small acorns, great oaks grow. And I'm really pleased to see so many people here today. And there must be a fight back. We've got to protect the vulnerable. We've got to protect the sick. That's what the welfare state's about. I've lived all my life in it, and so have you. Let's protect it.